In this section of the app, you've been practicing to notice feeling tone, the pleasantness or unpleasantness of each moment. Everything that arises in mind and body has such a feeling tone. Each tiny moment of consciousness is registered as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, whether we notice it or not. If you've already been working with the evening practice in this section, you will have been bringing to mind the events of each day, allowing them to rest for a moment on the workbench of the mind to see more clearly how they are registered as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. These instructions now are for when you'd like to extend the practice into the next 24 hours, bringing these subtle readouts into the light of awareness as your life actually unfolds. The invitation here is to do two things in the next 24 hours. First, to notice any moments when you become aware of the feeling tone of what's happening, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Second, to notice what happens next. See if you notice the tendency to react to what's happening, so that when something is registered as pleasant, noticing the very first moment pleasant and then in the very next moment, noticing if there comes a wanting, a wish to hang on to it because you like it. Or you may become aware of something registered as unpleasant. And when this happens, see if you can notice what happens in the very next moment when you want to get rid of it because you don't like it. If there are moments when the feeling tone is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, see if you can register this and notice the tendency we all have in the very next moment to tune it out because it feels boring or to seek out something more stimulating, turning on a radio or TV or just feeling restless. Choosing whether to do this for the whole day or for a period within the day, such as when travelling to work or at a meal time. With practice, you may become intrigued to see this process more clearly and even enjoy expanding the space between feeling tone and reaction. And in this way, rather than reacting to what happens, learning to respond more skillfully.